Thank you for holding. Hi, this is Albert on a recorded line.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Daphne Gentry, and her
Okay.
phone number is 209-419-8370.
Okay, one quick second, sir.
Yeah, so do you want me to respell the name? I can help you.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah, so Daphne, D as in dog, A as in apple, P as in parrot, H as in house, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant. Daphne, and the last name is Green, the color green.
Like the color green, okay. Phone number, please.
Yeah, 209-419-8370.
8370. Okay, please send her over. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Of course. Hi, Daphne.
Hello.
Hi, Daphne. My name is Albert Ramirez. We're speaking on a recorded line. Would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Okay.
Okay, good, ma'am. Did you already get an attorney to help you, to assist you file a claim?
No.
Okay, good. And part two to that question is, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm for this matter, or signed documents in the law firm, like an electronic signature or physically signed paperwork with anybody?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And that's it on that. Next question is, have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer, like endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian cancer?
Yes, ovarian.
I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. How are you doing?
Better. It's in remission right now.
Oh, good. Thank God for that. I'm glad to hear that, ma'am. And so
yeah, me too.
You're filing this on your behalf, obviously, right?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And next I need to know is, when were you diagnosed with the cancer? What year? What month?
Okay, all the dates are kind of jumbled in my head, so give me a second here.
That's fine. Estimates are okay.
I believe it was 2023.
What month?
Oh, no, I was still using it. You know, as you get older, the months and the years kind of jumble together.
Well, we're right now in 2024. Was it last year or was it early this year?
Last year.
Was it
23, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're in 24.
Yes. And do you know if it was in the beginning of the year, middle of the year, or towards the end of the year when you were diagnosed?
Towards the end of the year, I think in December.
Okay, so December 2023. And
yeah.
How old were you last year when you got diagnosed?
62. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And
I'm 63.
You're 63 now, right?
I believe so.
Okay. What's the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Boy, that sounds funny. My doctor was the name just left my head. Hold on just a second here.
Sure.
Wilson, I believe it was. I can't remember the name right now.
Do you have any documentation at home? Do you have any?
Yeah. Could you just give me a minute and let me look through some papers?
Absolutely. Take your time, and I'll be right here, okay?
Thank you.
And what state are you in, ma'am?
I'm in California.
Okay, good. Okay, perfect.
Okay. So it was Susan Wilson, Dr. Susan Wilson.
Okay. And do you have her address, or do you want me to look it up?
No, I have the address. It's
okay, great.
77 Cadillac Drive, Sacramento, 95825.
Zip code one more time.
95825.
95825, okay. And that's Cadillac Drive, Sacramento, California, 95825. What about her phone number?
It's 916.
Mm-hmm.
920.
Yep.
1600.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. Next is, okay, so we're in California, so you don't live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
Right.
Okay. I know, silly question. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with the cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And on an average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer per year?
12.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
May I please have your date of birth?
It is 12/22/61.
1961, okay. Let me check. 1961 minus 2024, 63. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. At least I'm not 64 and didn't know it.
Right. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, good. And do you have any friends, family, or loved ones that were also using hair relaxers?
No.
Okay.
I'm the only idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And so did you use the product in California?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember how old you were when you first started using a hair relaxer?
Yeah, 40-something.
Okay, so when did you start using a hair relaxer? What year? Estimates are fine.
I think 2017.
Okay.
I've been using it a while.
Okay, so was it January, June, December?
We'll go with December.
Okay. And that was 2017? Okay.
Yeah.
And when did you stop using it?
In 23.
Okay. Do you know what month?
Yeah, December.
Okay. So you used it from December 2017 to December 2023. And how often did you use or apply the products? Weekly, monthly, 4 times
monthly.
Per year? Okay.
Monthly.
Okay. And so we used it for consecutive 6 years. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that ain't
Okay.
cool.
And did you do it at home or did you go to a salon?
I did it at home.
Okay. And do you currently use hair relaxer products or did you stop?
Oh, I stopped.
Okay. And would you happen to have any receipts or empty bottles?
Oh, heck no.
Okay. And do you remember the brand name products that you use? Was it like Dark and
L'Oreal.
L'Oreal? Okay. Beautiful. Thank you for knowing that. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly? Like after a year? You used it for 6 years. So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 years or more after you started using the product?
Or more, yeah.
Okay. And have there been periods that the hair relaxer was stopped? That's not a required answer if you don't want to answer it. But like, did you take a break or did you just use it 6 years straight?
No, I use it 6 years straight.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Next, and once you started receiving treatment for the cancer, was it chemotherapy, immunization therapy, what was it?
I did chemo. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I had surgery. I had all kinds of crap.
Okay, so chemo and surgery. Did you have a hysterectomy?
A partial hysterectomy.
So chemotherapy, partial hysterectomy, and what else? Chemo, partial hysterectomy, and
See, I had blood tests. I had transvaginal ultrasound, biopsy, urine test.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you remember when the treatment was done? When did you go through treatment?
Well, I just got done with it actually not too long ago.
So this year? What month? Approximately. Remember, this is just estimated dates because we're going to need your medical records. We'll get those from your doctor. So estimates are
Yeah,
okay.
and they'll be more true to the than my memory. At the beginning of 24, I think.
Like
We're in
February?
24, right?
Yes, correct, ma'am. We're in December. We're at the end of 2024. So what is it,
Yeah,
like
so it was at
February?
the beginning. Yeah.
Okay, so February of 2024. And what was the name of your treatment doctor? Was it the same doctor?
I think so.
Usually
I
there's
think
two
it was a
different
different
doctors.
doctor that did the surgery, but Wilson did all the rest.
Okay, so she treated you with the chemotherapy and she did the partial hysterectomy, or was it somebody else?
No, I believe it was. I think it was her, but I was under anesthesia. I don't really know.
Do you have paperwork there? Or did you want me to list her because you're pretty sure it was
Yeah,
her?
just list her.
Okay. So please do me a favor, make mental note to do research on that once we're off the phone, okay? Because
Okay.
when the attorneys call you, if it wasn't Dr. Susan Wilson, I'll need for you to tell them, hey, I did more research and this is who it is. Okay?
Okay.
All
All
right,
right.
thank you. Is that so fair?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay, thank you so much. We just want to be able to give the attorneys all the information as soon as possible. The sooner you get it to them, the sooner that they'll be able to work on your case, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, we're done with that portion for treatment, doctor. Next is can you please confirm for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay. And we have your name of Daphne, Daphne, right?
Right.
Do you have a middle name, Daphne?
It's Gentry, Gentry.
Jentry.
Yeah.
And last name green, like the color green.
Yep.
Okay. And next, I need your social, please.
It's 564-47-4781.
Okay. 464-47-4781.
No. 564.
Yep, I'm sorry. 564-47-4781.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. And next, let's see. Do I have an email address for you? I do not have an email address for you. May I please have
Okay.
your email address?
It's Daphne Green, all little lowercase, at 1250@gmail.com.
Have you ever done a DocuSign before?
Yes, actually, I have.
Okay, good, because that's what I'll be sending you shortly. All right, so I have
Okay.
your email address of D. It's a D A P H N E Green 1250@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, and then your phone
You
number,
have a very nice voice.
oh, I appreciate that. I'm 53 years old, and it's taken a lot of years for me to realize my real voice. Because obviously I'm a caring person, and I seem to have a different tone when I'm talking to my loved ones. So I appreciate that you made my day. Appreciate that.
Good.
Is my goal is to help everybody out and be the calm person and give you the best service, okay?
And yeah, you have a very calming voice. It's good.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So I need to verify the number we're speaking on, because a gentleman gave me a number of 209-419-8370. Is that a cell number?
That's the only phone I have.
Okay, so that's the number that we would be contacting you at. Okay, 8370. That's a mobile. Next, I need is your address, please.
Okay, it's 266 Public Lane.
Public Lane,
West Point.
West Point, California. Is that a
Yep.
is there is that a house, apartment? What is that?
Well, it's a house.
Do you have a
It's
unit number?
actually it's huh?
Do you have a unit number?
No,
Okay. So, all right. So let me repeat that address: 266 Public Lane, West Point, California, 95255.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Now that's not my mailing address, though.
What what's the story behind that? What address is this then?
Well, that's where I live, but I get my mail at a P.O. box.
Oh, gotcha. Let me verify what address they want. Okay, 1 second. Appreciate you bringing that up. One second. Let me just ask my coworker behind me instead of scrolling through all these pages for that answer. 1 second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, she said either one was fine because we're going to be sending you the documents electronically anyways. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you want me to keep this one or put your P.O. box? It's up to you.
Oh, no, that's fine. You can leave it.
Okay. Okay. Next, medical records. Do you have a copy of the medical records? Is it something that we're going to have to reach out to the doctors?
Yeah, you'll have to reach out.
Okay. So then they'll have to be either mailed or electronically sent over. So those are something that you do need to partner up with the attorneys if necessary, okay, in case they need your help.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Next. Emergency contact information. Do you want to list an emergency contact in the event? We do request an emergency contact number in case something were, you know, unfortunate to happen to you, ensuring that we could continue your case for loved ones. So we would only ask for your contact information. We would only use your contact emergency in case you were not available for an extended period of time. That way it helps prevent disruptions in your case. And then, you know, just in case we can't get a hold of you, do you want to list somebody or no?
Sure.
Okay. Do they live with you or no?
Jeff Cox. Huh?
Do they live with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So give me a sec. Let me open that up. So lives with you. And you said that's Jeff Cox.
Right, COX.
Got it. Phone number, please.
209-481-3480.
Okay, 209-481. And what was the last part of it?
3480.
3480. And who is that? Is that your husband, your boyfriend?
My boyfriend.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that you have a boyfriend. You sound like a sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so...
Where are you at?
Irvine, California.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let me check on this statute of limitations. It's giving me an error message. Let's see, California... Personal injury diagnosed no more than 18 months ago. Okay. When were you diagnosed with cancer? 12/1/2023. So that's not more than 18 months. Interesting. Give me a quick sec. Let me go get my QC gal to come and check this out, because right now it's not letting me move forward because it's saying that the diagnosis date. So give me a sec, okay? Let me find out what's going on. Be right back.
Okay.
Thank you.